Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 72, and the whisper menu for tonight includes a new section I'm calling Various Views, which is an expansion of the Curious Quotes. I'll explain that soon. But the view I'll be sharing for this new beginning section will be about my relationship with my father. And then for the meta chat, I'll be sharing feedback from Sleepless in Vancouver, Chris, Joanne, Jade, Mary Kay, JJ in Denver, Harry, Black Dahlia MRD, Bill Banker, Tease, Lisa, Kate, Anonymous, Mary, and KJ Jones. And I'll finish up with a fade out, which will be the poem, The King's Spite. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and my website is sleepwhispers.com. There are lots of links to things on the website. And there's also links in the show notes of each episode to different things. All right. Now on to my whispered ramblings and whispered readings. I have a new first section and Curious Quotes has been expanded to be called Various Views. And this will allow me to do more than just quotes. I was noticing that some of my quotes had very similar themes. And to me, some of my perspectives started feeling a little repetitive. I found it was getting more difficult to share new stories with you, because the core message in my quotes was not always different enough from prior quotes. But now, expanding the curious quotes to various views, I can still share quotes with my related thoughts. And now I can also share stories, perspectives, and just all sorts of views, even though they may not have a specific quote associated with them. And I think I'm also feeling more comfortable sharing things that are more personal. And this change allows me to do that a little more easily. So anyway, I hope you like this expansion of the curious quotes to various views. Tonight's view is about my relationship with my father. I only lived with my biological father until I was 3 years old, and then my parents got divorced, and I lived with my mother. My father remarried, started another family, and rarely reached out to me during my childhood and young adulthood. Now, this is actually not a sad story for me. I don't really have any memories of missing him or wishing he was active in my life during that time. So I don't want you to visualize those movie or TV moments where they show the little kid looking at some other family and wishing his family was like that family. I don't remember ever feeling that. It just felt normal for me, with just being raised by my mother. It wasn't until a bit later, as an adult, that I looked back and had some negative feelings, because as I processed it, I felt he was neglectful of the minimal responsibilities a father should have. And again, this is not as bad as it may sound. These negative feelings were a good thing for me. That processing and those feelings helped me to create my own definition of what I thought a father's more a parent's responsibility should be towards their children. In other words, he indirectly helped me to understand how I did and how I didn't want to be as a parent in the future. And I feel that's important for me. And so there was a long time of no contact from him until it dawned on me that the responsibility of our relationship was not totally his. I could also reach out to him. So one day I decided that every summer I would pack some bags and travel to the town he lived in. And for several days, I would make myself available for us to spend time together if he wanted to. I can happily share that this turned out very well and was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. The first thing I basically learned about him is that even to this day, he rarely reaches out to me, and that is just who he is. But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to be in contact. He actually really likes it when I reach out to him, and he is always happy to see me. There is a photo I posted on my Patreon site of me at my father's house. It is a simple scene, and I'll describe it so you don't need to really see the photo. You can easily visualize the picture. It is simply me sitting on the front steps of his house, and my face is covered just because I still want to maintain my privacy. And I'm sitting on those steps alone because at that moment I had arrived to his house, but he wasn't home. So I just took the photo while waiting. I like that photo because it shows and it represents my decision to reach out to him. So, what is my motivation for visiting him every year? first it was to get to know him. But I realized that the thing that keeps me doing it every year is that I'm getting to know myself. I have half of my father's DNA, of course. So, my father is my current self. And my father is also my future self. I believe that my genes that I acquired from him do have a strong influence on my personality, my health, and my views. So spending time with him is like getting an outside perspective of who I am and who I will be. So here are 5 things I've learned about myself by spending time with my father. Number 1, I will probably remain mentally healthy as I grow older. My father is very alert. He is witty and funny at times. He keeps up to date with current events, and he has a good memory for things that I've told him, which catches me by surprise sometimes. At some point, I must have told him that I like to eat cereal for breakfast, because every time I visit him, he makes some funny cereal jokes, and I'm just surprised that he knows that, but that's just his good memory, because I probably told him that a while ago. Alright, number 2. I will probably also remain physically healthy as I grow older. He is in great shape for his age. He is agile, spry, and has good mobility. He is a plumber. That's been the job he's done throughout his life. And he's still working. And I've gone to work with him and watched him, and he still crawls under houses to get to people's pipes and valves and things. And I'm always amazed. The third thing I've learned by spending time with him is that I have to be smart about money as I get older. I don't think my father as much savings. I think he still works at his age because he has to. I don't really know. I only base this on his current lifestyle. At this point in my life, I think I am doing okay with my finances right now, but I also don't know where my father was at my age, so I still need to be careful and aware of that. The fourth thing I've learned or realized or acquired a better understanding about by spending time with my father is that I have to be smart about relationships. My father has been divorced 3 times, and he currently lives alone. I don't know if he is happy living alone. I sense mixed feelings from him about this. He does have other children besides me, and there is not much contact with some of them. When I talk to some of my other siblings about him, we do have concerns about him, and we share similar concerns, and one of those concerns is the next one. The fifth and final thing I've learned by spending time with my father, and it is that I have to be careful about my convictions and beliefs. My father has very strong beliefs about things, and many of them differ greatly from my own beliefs. The challenge of spending time with him is that he can be very, I don't know if the best word is preachy. He can be very close-minded about his viewpoints. And that makes it hard to be with him at times. I think having convictions are a good thing. But I have to be aware to not overexpress my beliefs to others. And as importantly, I have to remain open and courteous towards the views of others. All right, so those are the the five things. Overall, to me, my father is a strange mix of someone who is youthful for his age and witty, but he can also be close-minded and difficult to be with. He can just be a hard person at times to get along with and to get to know. I experience that with him, and I know others do also. Sometimes he has a youthful twinkle in his eyes, and sometimes his confidence can come across as arrogance. I like his youthfulness, and I think I will happily retain that as I get older. But I also worry that I will grow to be too narrow and arrogant in my convictions. Something I feel challenged by already at times. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. I feel it is important for me to continue spending time with my father because he is a window into who I am and to who I might be. An awareness of myself is the best chance I have to becoming a better person as I get older. All right, that's all I have to say about that. On to the meta chat. For tonight's meta chat, I'll be sharing lots of feedback, and it is from Sleepless in Vancouver, Chris, Joanne, Jade, Mary Kay, JJ in Denver, Harry, Black Dahlia MRD, Bill Banker, Tease, Lisa, Kate, Anonymous, Mary Mary, and KJ Jones. I recently launched my Patreon site, and I've been very impressed and appreciative of the support I've received. And when someone becomes a supporter, they also have an opportunity to share with me decided to support my podcast on Patreon. So I'll share some of that feedback. The first one is from Sleepless in Vancouver. And here's the reason he gave. I hope it helps the show to continue. Thank you, Sleepless in Vancouver. And yes, your support will surely help the show to continue. And the next feedback is from Chris. And here's what she shared. I hope you continue to create this very special podcast. Yes, I will continue to create episodes for the podcast. And your support is a great help. Thank you, Chris. And the next feedback is from Jade. And here's what she shared. The sound quality of your podcast is something I haven't found anywhere else in my search for new ASMR content. I really appreciate the effort and consideration you put into each episode. Thanks, Harris. Well, thank you, Jade, for supporting the podcast. And it's great to hear that you appreciate my OCD quest for good audio quality. I even bought two more sets of microphones this week that I'll be testing out. I don't have great hopes for them because they weren't very expensive. And I'm definitely learning that the more you spend, the better the quality, and the less you spend, the lesser the quality. But they're different types of microphones, so I like to keep trying different types of microphones. Oh, and I also bought an item. It's not a microphone. It's not electronics or audio gear, but just an idea I have that may help to buffer even more against outside noise. So I'm gonna experiment with that this week also. And maybe I'll tell you about the outcomes in an upcoming episode, especially if it works. Joanne also became a new Patreon supporter. And here are the reasons she shared. I decided to support your podcast as I found it very useful for relaxing and falling asleep. I came across it about 2 months ago when I was searching on iTunes in the spirituality section for podcasts by Eckhart Tolle. When I read the reviews, I was intrigued and decided to subscribe. I've been listening almost every night since then. Thank you, Joanne. And wow, that is a great example of how helpful podcast reviews can be. So I also want to thank all of you who have written reviews. And thank you, Joanne, for reading those reviews, checking out my podcast, and then even supporting the podcast. Mary Kay sent me a donation along with a wonderful little note. And here's the note she sent me. Thank you, Harris, for sharing your talent. You are my go-to remedy when I can't sleep. Now, thank you for your donation, Mary Kay. It was very kind and greatly appreciated. JJ in Denver also became a new Patreon supporter, and he sent me feedback by email about why he decided to support the podcast. Here's what he said. Hello, Harris. I can't even begin to explain how your podcast is an everyday part of my life. I host a morning radio show here in Denver and have to get to sleep ridiculously early to be up by 3:30 a.m. And your great work does just that. I truly believe in supporting what you enjoy. I've told my friends about your podcast and hope they support you as well. Wow, well, thank you, JJ, for supporting the podcast and spreading the word. Both are wonderful and kind acts. I can't believe you have to be up by 3:30 a.m. I offer my condolences, but I have some good news to balance out those condolences. JJ, you are this month's raffle winner for a video. So some Patreon supporters. So some Patreon supporters are entered into a monthly raffle to win being able to view a video of some different things related to my podcast. And I've already contacted JJ and asked him if he won, which video would he like to see. And his choice is the one about my production steps. So he'll be able to see a video of how I edit out bloopers and delete out the noise, how I add the intro music, convert the file, create the show notes, and publish the episode. So, congratulations, JJ. I haven't created the video yet. You are the first person to win this video. But I should have it finished in the next week or two. Well, thank you all for supporting this podcast. If anyone else is interested, there's a link to my Patreon page in the show notes of this episode and on my website. And your support will help me to keep putting out weekly episodes. So, thank you for even considering it. I next have an email I received from Harry. And here's what Harry wrote. Dear Harris, I'd just like to say that I absolutely love the podcast, and it never fails to help me sleep. Thank you for all your hard work, and I hope you continue. I have a small suggestion for the podcast regarding the intro music. The piano music in the first couple of seconds is very quiet compared to your voice. So I found myself turning up the volume, thinking it is set too low, only to have your voice be too loud. Maybe you could have it start with either music that is of equal volume to your voice, or just your voice first. I hope you consider my suggestion, but it's not a huge deal. Thanks. Love the podcast. Harry. Harry, thank you for the kind words and encouragement and your suggestion is a very good one. I do purposely put the music lower than my voice at the start because some listeners put the podcast episodes on looping when they fall asleep. And if the music is louder than the sudden change from my voice to music may jar them from their sleep. So that is just the reason. But I would be very happy to increase the volume of the music if it doesn't create a problem for anyone. Or I could remove the music. So this is a call out to anyone listening who has an opinion about this. Just send me an email and let me know if you want the intro music volume to increase, if you want it to stay the same, or you want me to remove the intro music. And all your feedback will help me to decide what to do. I've also received 2 new reviews on the US App Store since the last menu episode. The first new review is from Black Dahlia MRD, and here's what it says. Calm, relaxing, and positive vibes. Let Harris guide you to a peaceful and restful sleep. Thank you, Black Dahlia, for your review. And then the second review is from Bill Banker. And here's what it says. This podcast is unique and useful. So often I wake up in the middle of the night, but I know that sleep whispers will get me back to dreamland before the fade out. The voice is soothing and helps to distract from whatever keeps me awake. Sometimes I find that I have a smile on my face, and what better way to fall asleep? Thank you for your review, Bill. And I hope you fall asleep tonight with a smile on your face. I've also recently received a new quote on the Sleep Whispers website, and it was posted by Tease. And here's what it is. An adventure is an inconvenience rightly understood. G.K. Chesterton. Thank you, Tease, for adding that quote to the website. It is a wonderful quote, and I agree with it. Viewing inconveniences as adventures is a helpful and positive thing to do. Since the last survey update, I've received 9 new survey responses. These have been from Joanne, Lisa, Kate, Anonymous, JJ, Mary Mary, Harry, KJ Jones, and Tease. I'll share their feedback about the podcast and also relaxation tips from them to you. So the first feedback about the podcast I'll share is from Joanne. Here's what she wrote. I find it more relaxing to listen to in bed than other podcasts that might suddenly have loud music or other things that are likely to jolt you awake when you are dropping off to sleep. And Joanne also shared some relaxation tips to you. I listen to Eckhart Tolle's talks or interviews. His teachings and his voice are very reassuring. Joanne, wonderful that you mentioned Eckhart Tolle. He is the author of the book, The Power of Now, which I talked about in a prior episode, and you may already be aware of that. But if not, then you or anyone else interested in learning more about the teachings of Eckhart Tolle can check out episode number 12. The fade out at the end of that episode is all about one of his books. The next feedback I'll share is from Lisa. Here's what she shared about the podcast. I am so thankful for your dedication to this podcast and your kind spirit. Listening to your voice replaces many negative or stressful thought patterns that often plague my rest. For relaxation tips, Lisa just wrote the following. I wish I did. Lisa, I'm similar to you. I've realized that I also need to listen to podcasts at night because they replace my stressful thoughts that can keep me up. I guess a podcast for me is like an audio pacifier I stick in my ears to quiet my brain down. That just gives me the silly visual of a grown man with pacifiers sticking out of his ears. Ridiculous. The next feedback I received is from Kate. And here's what she shared about the podcast. I absolutely love the podcast. I found it about a month ago, and I cannot sleep without it. I was recently diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and major depression, and this podcast helps me to relax and fall asleep. My favorite episodes are the ones with the meta chats and the fade outs. Your voice is so very soothing, and it comforts me. Thank you so much for making these episodes. And here are some relaxation tips from Kate. My therapist has suggested several helpful tips, and I do them now excellent results. Of course, everyone is different, but here is what helps me. Cut off your caffeine intake at 1 p.m. An hour or so before bed, listen to soothing music. I prefer the sounds of nature, like waterfalls and bird singing. While listening to the music, journal about your day and release all the negative thoughts. Then right before you lay down for bed, do some breathing exercises. Inhale deeply and breathe in the positive feelings. Hold them in for 5 to 10 seconds and slowly exhale, releasing all the negative energy from your body. Do this for about 10 minutes. It works wonders. And of course, listen to this podcast while laying down. Kate, having anxiety and depression is definitely a challenge and not easy to manage on your own. So, I just want to give you kudos for seeking professional help and also listening to the advice that you received. I am very happy to hear that my podcast also helps you to relax and to fall asleep more easily. And thank you for sharing all those relaxation tips from your therapist. They truly are great ones that others can try if they're not using some of them already. The next survey feedback is from Anonymous. Here's what he shared about the podcast. I like when you read off useless or stupid facts. And here is a relaxation tip from Anonymous. Just very quiet whispers. Well, thank you, Anonymous, for completing the survey. My Whisperpedia episodes, and I think some of my fade-outs, definitely have some useless facts in them. And you also gave me the idea to maybe do a fade-out in the future, which is just a list of fun facts or trivia-like stuff. I added that to my list of fade-out ideas, so thank you. The next feedback is from JJ. Here's what he shared about the podcast. I work with broadcast audio equipment, and I don't think you need to focus as much on the gear as the way the audio is processed. Certain audio plugins can accentuate your whispers and improve your sound rather inexpensively. Keep up the great work. JJ didn't have any relaxation tips. But thank you, JJ, for the great tip about the audio plugins. Some of those should work with some of the software which I currently use. So please do let me know by email which specific plugins you would recommend, and I can try them. Thank you for that tip. The next feedback is from Mary Mary. And here's what she shared about the podcast. Harris's voice is very soothing and relaxing. He helps distract me from my problems and haunts. He makes me smile, and that's a good face to have on when you are on your way to dreamland. And here are some relaxation tips from Mary Mary. Prayers are usually my first resource. Repetition controls negative feelings about myself, mistakes I made during the course of my day or past life. Thank you, Mary, for completing the survey. You mentioned the type of thought that is also most likely to keep me awake at night. It is anything I said or did during the day that I later wish I had said or done differently. My mind will just get fixated on it, and I'll keep replaying that moment instead of falling asleep. So, like you, I also need to listen to podcasts, and as you said quite poetically, to distract me from my problems and haunts. The next survey feedback is from Harry. Here's what he shared about the podcast. All the Wikipedia stuff is great because I often find myself reading Wikipedia articles. And here's some relaxation tips from Harry. Cheeky plug for Sleep With Me podcast. It's also a really awesome sleep podcast. Harry, great suggestion about the Sleep With Me podcast. I think it is good to have several different podcasts to help you fall asleep, because what you're in the mood for can differ night to night. I know that happens for me sometimes. KJ Jones also recently completed the survey, although he didn't have any specific comments about the podcast or relaxation tips. But KJ, I did notice that in your survey feedback, your favorite episode types are the Whisperpedia ones, which is also true for a lot of other listeners. And this is why I've been doing more Whisperpedia episodes. So you can expect lots more of those in the future. And the last of the new survey feedback is from Tease. And here's what she shared about the podcast. Thanks so much. This is a great podcast and so helpful. It's been helping me fall asleep. I personally like how there are a lot of different kinds of shows because sometimes I'm in the mood for one type but not another. And here are some relaxation tips from Tease. Honest Guys Meditations on YouTube. David Attenborough's shows. Bob Ross. LibriVox books, especially young adult fiction, read by Mark F. Smith and G.K. Chesterton's nonfiction books. Whispers Read, ASMR YouTube channel. Yes, that is a wonderful list of relaxation resources, and I agree with all of them. I will even give a double endorsement to Whispers Read. For other listeners, she is a very popular ASMR artist who makes top quality videos that will definitely relax you. One of my favorites, and I should have looked up the name of it, but I just remember what she does, is when she gently taps on an eye chart while she's talking to you in her very soothing voice. Thank you all for completing the survey. If anyone else is interested in completing the survey, there's a link in the show notes of this episode, and there's also a link on the website. Now on to the tuck-in and the fade-out. Tonight's fade-out is going to be a reading of the poem The King's Spite by James Whitcomb Riley. It's been a while since I've done a poem, so I thought that'd be a good idea for tonight's fade out. And what I look for in a good poem for these podcasts is I like it when it rhymes. I like it when it has a consistent rhythm and also has understandable story. And I find it to be a challenge finding poems that fit those three things. Oh, and they have to be a certain length, so they can't be too short or too long. So sometimes it takes me an hour or more just to find a good poem that fits that. But I finally found one for tonight. And the full title of this poem is The Speeding of the King's Spite. And I'm not sure what the speeding is referring to. So I just shortened the title down to The King's Spite. So here is what this poem is about. It involves a king who is reluctant to have his daughter marry anyone. So he creates a challenge that the person who brings him the strangest thing in the land can marry his daughter. The poem then describes all the strange and wondrous things that are brought to him. And near the end, it seems like there will be a sad ending for the daughter. But then there is a funny twist, and all ends quite well for everyone. I hope you enjoy it. Alright, now it's time for the tuck-in, followed immediately by the fade-out. If your lights are on, go ahead and turn them off. If you have a mobile device with you, go ahead and turn the screen off and set it aside while you continue to listen. Adjust your pillows just the way you like them. Adjust your covers and sheets just the way you like them. Go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can try lying on your side. Or you can lie on your back. Or you can try lying on your front. Whichever is the most comfortable for you. Next, relax the muscles in your legs. Relax the muscles in your arms. Relax the muscles in your shoulders. allow your entire body to melt into your bed. Now focus your mind on one good thought from today. Something good that happened to you. Or something good someone did for you. Or something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought you will focus on if you find your mind wandering during the fade out. Finally, allow your entire body to fully relax. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that feels relaxing and comfortable for you. The Speeding of the King's Spite by James Whitcomb Riley. A king estranged from his loving queen by a foolish royal whim. Tired and sick of the dull routine of matters surrounding him, issued a mandate in this wise: the dower of my daughter's hand I will give to him who holds this prize, the strangest thing in the land. But the king, sad sooth, in this grim decree, had a motive low and mean. 'Twas a royal piece of chicanery to harry and spite the queen. For king though he was, and beyond compare, he had ruled all things save one. Then blame the queen that his only heir was a daughter, not a son. The girl had grown in the mother's care like a bud in the shine and shower that drinks of the wine of the balmy air till it blooms into a matchless flower. Her waist was the rose's stem that bore the flower and the flower's perfume that ripens until it budges o'er with its wealth of bud and bloom. And she had a lover lowly sprung, but a purer, nobler heart. Never spake in a courtlier tongue, or wooed with a dearer art. at the king's decree, but the smiling fates contrived to have them wed in a secrecy that the queen herself connived. While the grim king's heralds scoured the land and the countries round about, shouting aloud at the king's command a challenge to knave or lout. Prince or peasant, the mighty king would have ye understand that he who shows him the strangest thing shall have his daughter's hand. And thousands flocked to the royal throne, bringing a thousand things, strange and curious, one a bone, the hinge of a fairy's wings, and one the glass of a mermaid queen, gemmed with a diamond dew, where, down in its reflex, dimly seen, her face smiled out at you. One brought a cluster of some strange date with a subtle and searching tang that seemed, as you tasted, to penetrate the heart like a serpent's fang. And back you fell, for a spell entranced, as cold as a corpse of stone, and heard your brains as they laughed and danced and talked in an undertone. One brought a bird that could whistle a tune so piercingly pure and sweet that tears would fall from the eyes of the moon in dewdrops at its feet. And the winds would sigh at the sweet refrain till they swoon in an ecstasy to waken again in a hurricane of riot and jubilee. One brought a lute that was wrought of a shell, luminous as the shine of a newborn star in a dewy dell, and its strings were strands of wine that sprayed at the fancy's touch and fused as your listening spirit lent, drunken through with the airs that oozed from the ever-sweet instrument. One brought a tablet of ivory whereon no things was writ, but at night and the dazzled eyes would see flickering lines on it. And each as you read from the magic tome lightened and died in flame, and the memory held but a golden poem too beautiful to name, till it seemed all marvels that ever were known or dreamed of under the sun were brought and displayed at the royal throne, and put by, one by one, till a graybeard monster came to the king, haggard and wrinkled and old, and spread to his gaze this wondrous thing, a gossamer veil of gold, strangely marvelous, mocking the gaze like a tangle of bright sunshine, dipping a million glittering rays in a baptism divine. And a maiden sheened in this gauze attire, sifting a glance of her eye, dazzled men's souls with a fierce desire to kiss and caress her and die. And the grim king swore by his royal beard that the veil had won the prize, while the gray old monster blinked and leered with his lashless, red-rimmed eyes, as the fainting form of the princess fell, and the mother's heart went wild, throbbing and swelling a muffled knell for the dead hopes of her child. But her clouded face with a faint smile shone as suddenly through the throng, pushing his way to the royal throne, a fair youth strode along, while a strange smile hovered about his eyes as he said to the grim old king, "The veil of gold must lose the prize, for I have a stranger thing." He bent and whispered a sentence brief, but the monarch shook his head with a look expressive of unbelief. "It can't be so," he said, "or give me proof, and I, the king, give you my daughter's hand. For certain that is a stranger thing, the strangest thing in the land." Then the fair youth, turning, caught the queen in a rapturous caress, while his lithe form towered in lordly mien, as he said in a brief address, "My fair bride's mother is this, and lo, as you stare in your royal awe, by this pure kiss do I proudly show a love for a mother-in-law." Then a thaw set in the old king's mood, and a sweet spring freshet came into his eyes, and his heart renewed its love for the favored dame. But often he has been heard to declare that he never could clearly see how, in the deuce, such a strange affair could have ended so happily. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep.